first of all, were you surprised that you got this award?
I was very surprised I got this award. I had no idea. I thought we were doing a drill. So
what was it like to walk into that room and see a couple dozen people, including your family and your husband, sitting there? What were the first thoughts that went through your mind whenever you came through the door?
Well, I wondered if it was maybe this award, because I knew I was being nominated, but I wasn't sure exactly. And my mom and stepdad live 3 hours away, so it was quite amazing to see them here. And I had no idea that there was going to be everybody in this room, because I just thought we were doing a drill. So it was a little nerve-wracking, but exciting at the same time.
What do you do that sets you apart, do you think? Because you're a very humble person, I know that, but take a moment and just let's go over an average day. What do you do here at Juniata?
I mean, I try to definitely treat everybody with kindness and respect. And I think that's the biggest part for me, because I don't think, you know, every day might not be outstanding or amazing. But I think at least trying to see different perspectives and, you know, helping the kids that are having troubles, like being the calm one in that situation that is maybe not so calm, and trying to get on their level and show them respect, as well as teaching kindness, and just kind of I try to live my life that way, you know, through being kind to others and empathetic and helping others. I'm not 100%, I'm not perfect or saying that I'm the best educator that there is out there, but I try to just lead by example, and make sure that everybody feels like they're wanted, and try to do my best to feel, you know, teach kindness and empathy.
You could have a lot of jobs in this world. Why this one?
Well, somebody asked me that a couple weeks ago, and honestly, when I went to school, I wanted to be an orthodontist. It's always been about helping people, like since I was in high school and kind of just going on to school. And then it was kind of my parents divorced when I went to college, and that was a rough patch for me. So I sought out counseling myself, and I kind of found in the second counselor, not the first counselor, that I really liked that. And I thought, you know, like that might be something that I might like. And my elementary counselor was kind of a, you know, she was very nice and welcoming and warm. So I thought maybe that might be the setting for me.
What is your favorite part of this job?
Definitely all the kids and my coworkers. You know, no day is the same for sure. There's a lot of different stuff. There's a lot of fun stuff when you work in elementary, you know, the dress up days and getting to know the kids and seeing their smiles and the quotes that they say sometimes are really funny. Just seeing, you know, how they can be, you know, when they learn things and it clicks for them, and them being kind to one another, or, you know, if you teach a lesson about something in the classroom, they turn around and they use it or something like that. And my coworkers are amazing, like the teachers, obviously. My job would not be as easy as it is without the teachers that we have here. You know, we have a lot of great teachers that are also caring and, you know, go on those core values as well. So it's definitely a staff behind everything, too. It's not just one person. It's a team effort.
You don't get to keep the kids at Juniata forever. Once they eventually leave little Juniata and they go off into the great big world of middle school, what do you hope that they take with them? Is there a Stephanie-ism that you would like to give to them?
I would just say that to always be kind to, you know, regardless of what you're dealt with or what you're faced with, just to, because there's a lot of nasty in the world, a lot of people that aren't going to understand where you're coming from, but try to see it from their perspective and try to meet it with a kind heart instead of just, you know, maybe coming back with a mean remark or something that, think twice, I guess.
Yeah.
Like with social media and things like that too, especially, you know, there's not going to be everything that you agree with or anything like that, but thinking from that other person's perspective and coming back with a kind remark.
Okay. Anything else that you want to add? Because I'm sure you're anxious to get out and get
no,
to
No, I'm really surprised and I'm very thankful, and I appreciate, you know, being able to work for a district that I do love, and I appreciate all my coworkers and definitely my principal that nominated me as well. It is very humbling. So I appreciate everybody that comes together to work as a team here.